Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know that most of you don't tune in to hear me wax philosophic. So I'm just going to cover this from end to end. We start the next segment per topic. I'm going to get into the CNN piece and my anger at them Friday and why I did what I did because, well, I'll explain that in the next segment. Then I'll get into the militia situation, the setups. This only confirms everything we knew was already going to happen. And I'll break that down. The horrible murder and the evidence is overwhelming out of the gates. They gunned him down in their house, shot her in the back, shot him in the chest. It's maybe one out of 50 people from what I've seen over the years tries to commit suicide, shoot themselves in the chest. People shoot themselves in the head, ladies and gentlemen. Especially professionals. Sometimes you get white trash in people. Shoot themselves, say, with a 30-06 in the stomach. I know somebody did that. A drunken idiot. Didn't kill him. But no, professional, white-collar people especially, they shoot themselves in the head. And they certainly don't shoot their wife in the back. She was about to come out with big info. She tried to get a hold of us months ago about it. That's what I mean. I really kicked myself because, but you know what? I'm only human. I can't do all this. I can't do it all. You know, I read all this news, I analyze it, and then it's kind of like it isn't new for me. When I get back up here on the air, that's how I tend to not get into a lot of news I talk about sometimes. Because it's hard. And again, I'm not complaining. I'm trying to give you the methodology of what's going on in my brain and my personal struggles here. You know, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I talked to him last week. Let's remember to call him today. We're supposed to call him today or tomorrow. Get him on Thursday or Friday because he's moving. And, you know, he basically just said, I just can't focus on this and write two big columns every week on the evil. And the government staging 9/11, Alex, and knowing that he's 71 and he just can't stand looking at it anymore. I understand. I totally understand. I understand. I can't blame him. And if more of you would get up off your hind ends and go out and take action, and had faith in yourselves, we would beat these people overnight. But we're too concerned with our Xboxes and with the football games and with getting drunk with our neighbors, and Lord knows it's fun. Nothing like barbecuing and drinking beer. You know, I try to not drink, and I don't drink a lot, but I go off and on, you know, drinking. Because it's a distraction. I can dumb myself down for a few hours and kind of not worry about all this stuff. But I can't do that. I've gone 4 years without smoking cigarettes or drinking before. I'm trying to step it up. I'm trying to get really real with you, too. I mean, the last hour, I've been 100% real. I'm always real, but I kind of get fired up, and I get subconsciously angry at the system that I'm here having to rant for 4 hours. It's very tiring, so at a subconscious level, I get angry. And I get angry because I'm looking at all the stuff they're doing. I don't even want to read all these articles about cops out of control. It's pathetic. I hate looking at these videos of you beating women and kids up, people in wheelchairs. I mean, I don't even hate you. I'm disgusted by you. You make me sick. What kind of man are you? A real man doesn't act like that. They got respect for themselves. You people make me sick.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, folks, we just finished the first hour. We're now into the second segment of the second hour. We have a state representative coming on who's trying to pass a law in Idaho against naked body scanners in the state that violate privacy laws, child pornography laws. I mean, they're arresting parents that take photos of their three-year-olds in a bikini in a pool. But the government can record your naked children, and these TSA people are getting busted every week, raping children, reportedly raping children, printing off naked copies of women, laughing at their naked bodies, recording the movie stars' naked bodies, asking for autographs of it. They're going crazy all over the Western world, saying they're God and pounding their chest, saying, I have power. I mean, this is on the news. And in life, I've noticed that weak people who are cowardly and who have felt powerless their whole lives are the very worst people to give a badge and a gun to. It's important for real men, and that means loving, strong people who understand it isn't even courage. It's being who you are. It's spiritual. It's genetic. It's so many things. It's important for us to take our country and our world and our families and everything back and to be leaders. Now, look, I'm not perfect, so I want to be clear here. I'm not up on a high horse. telling you that you're not strong, you're not good. I'm saying I'm bad as well. We all need to kick it up a notch and then kick it up another notch. And that only happens when you get right with God. And you notice now that we've lost God in our country, the Christianoid churches, I can't go in them. I feel a very strong presence of evil in them. It's important that we bring the spirit of good back into things. And it is a spirit. It's like a vibe in a room. You walk in a room, it's got a good vibe. Let's say you're walking around a hotel looking for a conference room where a conference is going on. You go in one room, it's got a bad feeling. Go in another room, it's got a good feeling. That's a spirit. It's an idea. It's a smell. It's a taste. It's a feel. And I feel the evil rising. And of course, all the indicators are there as well. Because we're rising. Good is on the march. We're having victory after victory. In all the polls, on every issue, whether it's open borders, or banker bailout robberies, or fake environmental takeovers, or health care takeover, it doesn't matter. On every issue, the population is shifting. 35 years ago, over 60% of people were for abortion. Now it's over 60% against in every poll. On every issue, there is this mass. In fact, a majority of people have their head screwed on pretty straight and are in a struggle to be good people. They're in a struggle to be honorable. They're in a struggle to not be lazy. They're in a struggle to be strong. They're in a struggle to do the best they can in life. And there's that 35% or so who are on the wrong side of things, but they have a hunger to be in power positions. Good people don't until they realize they're threatened and everything good is threatened and that you have to go and engage these people. I don't want to interface with these people. I don't want to have to get up on the battlefield every day and look at these people and look at their arrogance and their worldliness and their enjoyment of all the bad works they're engaged in. I mean, it's not fun. But I'll tell you what makes it all worth it, that we are turning the tide against these people. And then I see the light of goodness and honor. You know, that's, I don't like being praised, and I don't like people adoring me. But when I do go to a gun show or to an event, and just the look in these people's eyes and how good they are and how wholesome they are and how they care and how they're involved, and it's night and day going to some business meeting, which I rarely do, but sometimes I get talked into it, and being around all these worldly people in sharp suits who've got perfect etiquette and know how to all, you know, be fake and shake hands and act cool and talk about golf and the right sports teams and make jokes. It's not real. And that's what this world is. It's about imposing a fake paradigm down onto the people by increments, twisting us, beguiling us, seducing us slowly until we're creatures of the dark side. Now, it'll take probably 3 segments to play all of this and stop it and comment on it. And then I'm going to get into the subway bombings in Russia. Former Senator Nancy Schaefer shot to death with husband, clearly murdered. Indictment, militia members sought to levy war against U.S. raids in 4 states. And other raids we've confirmed in places like Tennessee. There's a special unit inside the NSA, this got declassified last year, that goes after 9/11 truthers and people in the government. And we got some evidence that they fired a member of the NSA. And what they did is they went and spoofed his IP address. Well, they even did that. They went and got his address and info and posted it on his comments calling for violence, and they raided him. That's the type of stuff they do. I'm going to get into that. Probably just need to get that fellow on the show. There's more news articles about cops beating people up in wheelchairs because they won't stand up and follow the orders. And But I wanted to get into this CNN piece. I promised to spend all of Saturday and Sunday with my family, so that's why I didn't do the Sunday show. So I couldn't wait Friday night up here at the office until 10, 11 at night when Anderson Cooper had already had a show to be able to comment on it. So I commented on it beforehand. At about 2:30, CNN called here, 30 minutes towards the end of the show, and said, and I talked to him during the break, and they said, we're doing a piece tonight about you, and are you causing the violence? And you notice they had these raids over the weekend. They had provocateurs calling in last week, and they've had news articles everywhere saying I'm causing the violence and claiming I'm calling for violence, just lying. And they were giggling and laughing, and it's just so much fun to do what they do, because I'm not a human. I'm like some object out there they disagree with, and so Anderson Cooper has set me up for a show. I don't know. I think it's two or three times or more. I think it's three times or actually more. And I've been in the car in New York, when I've been in New York a few times, driving over to their studio, and they turn it back around, or I've been going down to the studio, and they cancel it. And I've said, let me guess, this isn't going to be live. And they said, no, it's going to air tonight. We want to interview you at like 4 o'clock, an hour after I'm off show, Central. So I had to rush downtown. And and I said, let me guess, you're going to interview me 15 minutes, and I'm going to be in the program about me. It's about me for 30 seconds. And they laughed and said, exactly, maximum 30 seconds. So I said, it's just to act like you're a journalist, and look, here's the bad man, here's the evil guy. But if I refuse, you're going to say I refuse to be interviewed, like I had something to hide. And they laughed at that and said, basically, yes. So I said, I'll come down there. I'll go down to the TV satellite uplink place. There's three offices. I'm on international TV every week, and it's usually three different offices. This is the same one Karl Rove uses. I saw him on Fox this weekend in the same studio with the Capitol behind him. But So it wasn't CNN Studios. People sent me emails saying, this is fake. You didn't go be interviewed by CNN like it's the end all be all, and I'm lying to say I was on CNN. Oh my gosh, you know. Just mental illness. In fact, what's the name of that satellite office we were in Friday? Ray Guy. Yeah. And then one next door is PacSat. All you gumshoes, just call down there. It's called Ray Guy. Ray Guy Productions. Anyways, there's three satellite offices where they have satellite uplinks. And they've all got windows shooting out at the Capitol. It's on the corner of 10th and Congress, and 11th Street is right there, and there's the Capitol. In fact, I'd say 95% of the interviews, got to be more than 50 I've done on mainstream TV over the years, 90-plus percent have been there. There's some other place I've been on CNN from that's got a satellite uplink off of what's the name of the big road? BK's Road. That's how my brain works, though. I'm imaging all of this in the story and going over details that don't matter. We're going to come back, and I'll tell you why I got so angry at CNN. And a lot of these satellite places won't let you videotape. So I had Craig bring a little flip camera. Craig does a great job, but the camera works a little bit shaky. And I said, is it okay if we take this? And the guys were fans. They said, sure. And we're like, darn, we should have brought a tripod and more. He said, can we jack into CNN? And I said, no, Craig. They're going to say no. And they said, yeah, they haven't agreed to your interview. So, no, we're not going to, you know, we can't tape them. Plus, we didn't have a jack for the little phone thing. So we don't have their questions to me. But I'm going to play these clips and go back and tell you what their questions were. And it was just over and over again. Are you causing the violence? Are you causing the violence? They probably asked that 7-8 times. And then a couple other questions. So we'll play this. And I'll tell you why I got so angry with CNN straight ahead. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection. Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
I got one more silver dollar, and they're not going to catch me. No, they're not going to catch the Midnight Rider. Let this roll for a moment. let's go ahead and get into this CNN piece. So I get down there. They put me in the chair, and I hear people kind of giggling and laughing in the background, and they talk to me like I'm a joke. It's all real funny. And they know full well that I speak out against violence. They know full well the system is staging these events. But they enjoy their job manipulating people. It was one of the producers for Anderson Cooper, Joe something. We've got his name in there. And he just keeps asking, so, do you feel responsible for this? Are you calling for violence? Is this your fault? And then they ask questions like, well, some say you represent the Tea Party or you're a big part of the Tea Party. And I said, well, yeah, I think Newsweek got it right when they said I'm kind of the prophet of the Tea Party because a lot of the ideas and things I put out are represented by the Tea Parties. But I said it's a very diverse group. Just so you know what these answers to these questions mean, because some of it isn't clear as you're not hearing the questions. They've got a professional camera aimed at me this way. My guy's sitting in a chair on the side, pretty far away because he couldn't be up on the stage. That's why it's shaky. He's zoomed in. He's about 15 feet away with a little flip camera. And they shoot good video, high def, but it shakes a lot at a distance unless you're just have it on a tripod. He didn't. It was in his hand. And this video is mega viral on the Internet. A lot of people are watching it because everybody cowers down to the media like they're the authority, they're God, and they, even congressmen and others, never lash out at the media, never call them out for what they are and who they are. I mean, you got CNN promoting the police state, the drug raids, the Patriot Act, supporting Obama and his torture. They were some of the biggest liars promoting WMDs. They cover the left-right paradigm. Fox covers the right, and CNN covers the left and poses as if they're these bleeding heart, loving people. Anderson Cooper is both an Astor and one other blue blood family. He's an intermarried super blue blood. He's one of the main heirs. He's admittedly CIA. He admitted he was CIA in college. And, I mean, here's a CNN, CIA, criminal news network, television show asking me if I'm violent and bad. And it's like a mental illness where we all ninny and go, I'm not bad, I'm not violent, I'm not racist, and it puts us all on the defensive. We're not bad. Meanwhile, you've got the CIA, it came out in 2000, the Washington Post, literally run by the CIA. That's why they try to act more balanced. It's more sophisticated propaganda than, say, cartoonish Fox. And here they are with a CIA-run show with the host of it, CIA, Anna Astor, telling me I'm violent and I'm bad. So I got angry with them. And that's what happened. The video is linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You go through the tiles. It's been up 2 days now. You'll see the shot up there. And everybody, this is, I think, the most popular clip we've ever had. I mean, the feedback's almost 100% positive, and really people are getting it, that it's about challenging these people. And see, I knew that if I gave them those answers, they would probably never even air it because it wouldn't give them what they wanted. Me all up there saying, I promise I'm not violent. I promise I'm not racist. Oh, you're the authority. But because I was in their face the whole time, when I went home that night, kids went to bed, 9 o'clock came around, we turned on Anderson Cooper, and I said, it's never going to be aired. Now, because we've made a big public issue of it, it may. They weren't going to air that C-SPAN 9/11 symposium we put on. They said they were, and then it took them almost 2 months to air it. People are like, C-SPAN wasn't even there. Alex, you just made that up. But we're going to come back, long segment, and play this. And I'm going to get into all the other big news issues because the system is launching their attacks now. This is the start of the biggest attack on the Patriot movement, on freedom lovers, world over, that we've ever seen. This is it. So get ready. Start getting the word out now. And they're moving to shut down the web. It's all starting now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strike. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
All right, we're back live. Thank you for joining us.
And I'm super bad.
All right, I'm going to get back into CNN and start playing the video and audio here in just a moment. Then we'll stop it and I'll comment so you know what their questions were. I remember most of them, but hearing my answers back and this will help me remember exactly what they were asking. But before we go any further, you can pre-order right now if you want to get it first. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. It ships out on or before April 15th. Covers the whole New World Order, government drug dealing, all the perversion in Congress, how it's a pervert guild. It covers the roundtable groups, how the COG controls society. Really is a powerful film. You need to get it and also supports us. You know, the videos wake people up. And then, of course, there's Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And I was watching the film again the other day. It comes out in the middle of April. And I was thinking to myself, how do I describe everything that's in this? How do we make more trailers that give people an idea of what's covered? Southern Poverty Law Center is out demonizing the film Camp FEMA that I consulted on, and I'm in. We also sell it, and about how evil it is, because they're scared of it. It proves the FEMA camps. Well, this goes even further. COG, FEMA camps, executive orders, riot police, InfraGuard, clergy response teams, media brainwashing, Hal Glenn Beck and others put out propaganda to lie and say that FEMA camps don't exist. I mean, it's 2 hours, 24 minutes, 25 minutes, or even longer, I think, with the credits. It's got Shooter Jennings' great music in it, along with some of the music the guys in the office made. And it's a powerful film, and it needs to be seen. And a lot of people are talking about FEMA camps that laughed at us 10 years ago. Folks are looking for the truth now. This is a film people will want to watch. This has got the death camps. This has got the FEMA camps and how they're taking over and how they're doing it. It's got the military trying to set my guys up. Nice, friendly, and jovial. Salt of the earth guys. Jason Douglas, Rob Dew, Jason Burmis. Just super nice, super polite to the troops. Hey, can we interview your public relations person about the military's involvement here? And then they call the police on them and say they're terrorists. And said, you're not going to be able to fly anymore. Your life's over. And laughed like they're not even humans. You know, they're treating us like we're not humans. Just threatening to ruin people's lives and put them in prison as terrorists. And it means nothing. It's like in Truth Rising, the video of these former police, we even learned their names, former detectives that worked for Larry Silverstein, very dangerous guy, very creepy. And they're just out front the building on city land with a protest permit, which is a violation of the First Amendment, but they went and got the permit. And they come over and say, we're going to say you got bombs and you're going to go to prison as terrorists. On video. They don't even care if they know you're videoing with a camera in their face. They're saying, get that camera out of my face. I know you're not a terrorist, but we're going to put you in jail as one. And then they call the cops, and the cops do what they say. These are guys who look more good fellas than good fellas. These are guys that look more Sopranos. You know, I always, before I traveled a lot to New York, I've been there a few times as a kid, but I always thought movies about gangsters was like over-stylized, like, hey, what you gonna do there? I'm not gonna be able to, you're gonna say you're a terrorist. Hey, I run the cops around here. Get over here, cops. That bag's a bomb. That camera's a gun. The cops grab the bag and the camera, and you're right, it is. And I mean, and I've had that happen to me in New York. Cops walk over and say, you're not going to videotape this Pier 57. I'm going to arrest you. Then they ask you a question. You answer it. I told you not to talk, boy. It's just like right out of Nazi Germany. But it's Goodfellas running Nazi Germany. Oh! And they all pick on each other, and they all live in a culture of fear. It's America is a cesspit. The scum rises to the top. You know what a cesspit is? It's the first stage of sewage treatment. Where all the raw sewage, all the toilet paper, all the tampons, all the feces, all the urine, all the snot, all everything people cough up in the morning, it all just goes into a big stinking vat. And that's in a cesspit. You know, the temperature of the water might be 150 degrees because all the bacteria and all the life going on in there. And it's just, it's all at the top, rotting in the sun. And we're down here under it going, please, no, we want this to stop. And they're saying, you are tyrants. You are terrorists. You are bad down there. And the news is openly saying, yes, we are getting ready to take your pension funds for the private banks. It's good. And don't say you're against it or you're a terrorist. All right, I better get to this video. I said I would. The point is, order the videos, get them out to people. You need to see this. In fact, Duke keeps asking me to come direct the trailer with him. Tell Duke and his trailer, we need a longer trailer that shows them trying to set them up. I mean, this is hardcore. I mean, just the military, the police, they just walk up and say, yeah, you're terrorist. But in the case of Pittsburgh, it's like Southerners. But they have the same spirit, even act the same, like gangsters. Get you out of here. Instead, it's like, go wait right over there. And they come over. No, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. Then they follow them in a car, call the police and say, They were trying to blow up the base. We're not human. I mean, let me tell you, the police and military have been trained, just frame you. Boom. Just, they're not even a thought. Hey, three nice guys come up. Hey, we want to talk to you. Here's our information. Here's our card. Then they said, call your boss. So I call. They get on the phone. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm, yeah, Infowars.com. Yeah, no, we're media. I have a syndicated radio show. We're also on Channel 10 here in Austin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're like, no, I'm not going to talk to you. So, I mean, all this went on, and then with database searches, they find out what hotel they check into an hour later and call them and say, oh, yeah, we're the rental car place. We want you to bring that rental car back, probably so they can plant a bomb on them or something. And it had been all over the news, Alex Jones's team. I mean, that's the world we live in. And the guys are like, well, our car didn't have bad brakes, but we'll bring it in tomorrow. And the guy goes, actually, I'm with the Pittsburgh PD terrorism investigation. He's going to be put on a list for life. We know you were trying to blow up the perimeter and ran from them, and we have it all on tape. I called the guy up, and I said, we're human beings, pal. I got his full name, and I said, you better not set our people up, or we're going to have to pursue criminal charges. But see, some little farmer in Iowa or something they set up, it doesn't have a media operation to defend themselves. God, these people are so evil, man. Just nice Americans get out of a car. Hey, the troops are here in town. We'd like to talk to your media person. Get out of here. We're going to call and say you're terrorist. I mean, think fundamentally how warped these people are. You don't think they aren't ready to run death camps? They'll just say you're terrorist. You don't think they're ready to take your house with the green police? All these people that will never have a job and are lazy video game heads, they can't wait to get their badges and guns, and they're getting them. In fact, we had that photo of Houston, of environmental police. In fact, we ought to pull that up and put it up on screen. Okay. Getting back to CNN. The only reason I said I would do the CNN interview was because I knew we could videotape it. We brought a small camera in case the people at the place said we couldn't tape. I was saying if they refused, we were just going to leave because there was no point letting CNN twist or warp or edit whatever I had said. I had to have a record of it. So we shot it with a little flip camera. They were nice. Let us do it. That's fine. But we couldn't jack in. They wouldn't let us do that. And then CNN, it was real funny, trying to put me on the defensive, like we're causing violence when we're covering their corruption. So I threw it back in their face. And you can't hear their questions because, again, they were on a satellite feed hooked up to the big expensive camera that the satellite place owned. And I was there being asked the questions. But it's the content of the information that's powerful and really has captured people's imagination, you know, to understand that they don't control reality anymore. They're not the gods up on a... I'll tell you one of the big frauds of TV. CNN's top shows have like 1 million viewers. Their lesser shows, 200,000, 300,000. Some of their shows like 50,000. And they charge tens of thousands of dollars, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 in some cases for a minute ad. Meanwhile, this radio show has way more listeners than CNN. But when people watch it, it's godlike. It's so big. It's like Coast to Coast AM. Has 16 million listeners a night, about 3 million, 4 million listeners an hour. And they're maybe, what, 1/100th of the cost of CNN? Rush Limbaugh has over 10 million listeners a day, over 22 million a week total that tune in. And he's, I don't know, $3,000 a minute ad. CNN's $50,000, $100,000. It's a total fraud. I mean, what's worth more? 10 million listeners or 200,000, 300,000, maybe 400,000, depending on the night with Anderson Cooper. In fact, pull up Anderson Cooper's ratings. Most nights it'll pull up a rating service. Usually it's 300,000. I mean, some nights 500,000. This is pathetic. But they all think they're God and think they're so big and think everybody has to bow down to them. No, I just went in there knowing what they were going to ask to throw it to them so they understood that we see through them. We see them. And let me tell you, the attacks on us really intensified after we put this up Saturday. Let's go ahead and start the tape. Go ahead.
You're my friend from CNN. Hi, Joe.
Oh, hit pause. Yeah. They're like, hi, Alex. Hi. Oh, you look nice. How you doing, buddy? And I went, oh, you're my friend, Joe. And he changed his tone and he goes, no, I'm not your friend. He was like, ah, hi. And I was like, oh, you're my friend. And he understood that I knew it was cynical and sarcastic, and I was his quarry, and he was the wolf, and I was supposed to be the rabbit. And so I went, oh, you're my friend. And he goes, no, I'm not your friend. I'm Black Ops. He didn't say that last part. He said, I'm not your friend. I get off on manipulating people. I'm on a power trip. I sold my soul. I'm here to divide the country. That's what he said in his spirit, but his voice said, no, I'm not your friend. I'm not your friend, Jones. Literally, it was like, oh, hi, Alex. And no, I'm not your friend. Not your friend. Now, let's go back to it.
I know.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello, Info Warriors. On the 26th day of March 2010, CNN called me. And they said, we want you to come in and do an interview and tell us if it's your fault that all this violence is happening against supposed congressmen and others in the government in the aftermath of Obamacare. And I said, let me guess. You're going to interview me for 10 or 15 minutes and then put 30 seconds of it on the news. And they laughed and said, that's exactly what we're going to do. And I said, fine, I'll come in, because if I refuse, you're going to say that I wouldn't come to the interview. Alex Jones refused to be interviewed for this piece. So I said I'd come in, but why did I really come in?
I should have told you guys, go ahead and skip ahead now, because I've already introduced all this. And then we put on screen, because this was done Friday, but Aaron finished it Saturday, that indeed they didn't air it. So let's go ahead and skip ahead. Here we go.
Well, we have the large central banks in Bloomberg calling for taking the population's pension funds and 401ks and investing it to prop up the derivatives bubble. That's what's generating the anger. I am personally angry, and so is the American people. I mean, 98% in many polls were against the banker bailout of 2008. So the corrupt system is stirring up anger. That's like saying, are you angry at Hitler in 1939 Germany because you're an angry person? No, I'm angry at Hitler because Hitler was bad. And so the system is manifestly corrupt, looting and robbing the people. They're ignoring the will of the American people. They're violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And so anyone who is a constitutionalist is upset, just like our founding fathers were upset. And so, you know, our military marches off and kills a million people in Iraq, and that's supposedly a good thing. And then Americans raise their voices, and the media acts like it's the end of the world. What's happening here is the mainstream media doesn't control perception anymore. They don't control reality. They're not up on the mountain telling us what we can and can't do. And so there's been this attempted demonization of the Tea Party movement and anybody who's criticizing the government, trying to tie them to a few radicals that are out there, and it's just not going to work. The American people see through this, but not just the American people, the people of Iceland, the people of Greece, the people all over the world who are tired of being robbed by the IMF and the World Bank and the private Federal Reserve. And so I am angry, and so is the population, and we're rightfully angry. I have a lot of the same concerns as the, quote, Tea Party movement. But the Tea Party movement itself is very, very diverse. There's libertarians, there's classical liberals, there's conservatives. There's a lot of people that make up what you call the Tea Party movement. Then you have the attempt by the Republican Party to try to take over the Tea Party movement. So really, the Tea Party movement's a very, very diverse group. Well, let's be clear. I'm not like CNN and Fox promoting imaginary made-up WMDs in Iraq so that our military could go kill a million innocent Iraqis. So, no, I don't advocate for violence like the New York Times and CNN. I want to make that clear. I do believe in working through the courts, but also through the states, to have them nullify these federal laws on highways and on schools and on every issue and on medical issues. The federal government more and more is taking over the states. So I advocate the 9th and 10th Amendment powers of the state nullifying these unconstitutional federal laws. And I support getting rid of the 17th Amendment and bringing our senators back to the state level so they're controlled by the elected legislature. I don't advocate shock and awe like CNN did, okay? I don't have the blood of a million dead people on my hands. I'm not a fake liberal who poses like they're against war, if that's your question. I didn't kill a million Iraqis like those of you at CNN who push the lies. I'm not a murderer. I think the rhetoric of the mainstream media lying about WMDs has caused a lot of the loss of trust. I think that the banker bailout, they claimed the $784 billion was to unfreeze mortgages, and the next day they said, we're not going to tell you where the money's going, we're not spending on that. I think that's what's to blame for the rhetoric.
All right,
and I also know that most...
We're going to come back and continue with it. You know, he's asking, are you causing the violence? Do you feel responsible? Do you feel like you're part of the Tea Party? What do you think of the Tea Party? Then he comes back with, are you causing the violence? Do you feel responsible for angering people? The broken record. And so it gets a little more heated coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this was shot off of a flip phone from about 15 feet away. That's why you hear some of that echo. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
All right, we looked it up. The average CNN show has about 250,000 viewers. Anderson Cooper, now that he does stunts like swimming with great white sharks, some days has 900,000 viewers. The point is they're legends in their own minds. And he is a Astor. And what's the other family? And Vanderbilt. And so is Tucker Carlson. And you've got Lord Rothschild's son, David Rothschild's now a TV star. And that's what the elites do for their kids, is we're taught how to worship them. And they go join the intelligence services and then become TV hosts, lying to everyone. Just disgusting. They have these spiders trying to target me. And they have other questions about, why do congressmen get interviewed by you? And they tried to go tell congressmen, you know, why are you going on Alex's show as a way to divide everybody and say, that's too radical. they don't want these ideas going mainstream. They're trying to dictate reality. Let's continue.
And the next day, they said, we're not going to tell you where the money's going. We're not spending it on that. I think that's what's to blame for the rhetoric. And I also know that most of these threats on congressmen and attacks on offices are staged. Here's the Denver Post from 08. Obama workers arrested attacking their own facility in a staged event to get sympathy. So, and I also think the mainstream media promoting the few attacks that have happened and hyping it are going to cause mentally ill, lone nuts to engage in more. And that's why the congressman who reportedly got his office shot up is now telling the media to stop hyping this. But the media knows exactly what it's doing. It's hoping a bunch of lone nuts hearing you talk about this 24/7 go out and commit more acts so that you could try to discredit the American people that are exposing the unconstitutional, out-of-control tyranny going on in Congress. But no, I think most of it's staged, just like all the campuses where they get caught painting fake swastikas up. This is all political warfare to demonize opposition to big government and tyranny. No, but that's a loaded question. It's like, well, let me ask CNN, have you ever advocated violence? And yes, we know you have. I have said that if they're loading people on FEMA trucks to take us to death camps, and they have legislation in Congress to allow the arrest of U.S. citizens, the Belligerent Act, that Americans have a right to defend themselves just like Germans have a right to defend themselves from Hitler. But I am against offensive action because we're winning peaceably and politically. The country is waking up. I have always spoken out against violence. And the last 3 months, I have predicted that the establishment would stage fake attacks against itself as a pretext to demonize their opposition. You guys can't change the subject off of this health care bill and the fact that it doesn't cover children with pre-existing conditions, that members of Congress and of the executive branch have been selectively made to not be part of the program and to be exempt, or the fact that it cuts Medicare and Medicaid and that the insurance companies wrote the bill. That's the big dirty secret, is the insurance companies actually wrote much of this bill, and that's why their stock's way up right now. And they are the ones that advocate the political violence, the tasering, the naked body scanners, the pushing the American people with trying to break our will and turn us into slaves like the people of communist Russia or Nazi Germany. And so it's the system squeezing and squeezing and squeezing the American people that is pushing some of the American people into acts of desperation. But I tell those people watching, do not do that. Be like Mahatma Gandhi. Be the change you want to see in the world. Be nonviolent like Martin Luther King, and we are going to overturn the despotic system that is in this country. We are going to take it back, no matter how many staged terror attacks the government carries out, like Oklahoma City and 9/11. You will never stop the truth, and you cannot stop the truth. It is out there, and ideas are bulletproof. Myself or Ron Paul? I think the New York Times and Newsweek and several other publications got it right when they said that I am basically the prophet of the Tea Party movement, and that's because my ideas of the Constitution influence the largest spectrum of people represented by the Tea Party, but it goes much deeper than that. So, yes, I think that I'm a good person to interview, but other people are important to interview as well to find out what we really think, what we're really saying. The problem is the media puts it all in little sound bites. I want stability. I want to fix this country. I want to get the out-of-control corporate behavior back in check. But it's not going to happen because these arrogant, hubris-filled politicians and the Fortune 100...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.